heralding the heavenly 91st birthday celebrations of Bhagwan, Radio Sai offers you a new series, To Lose Ourselves in the Seraphic Bliss of Sai Bhajans, the Vintage Sai Bhajans Classroom.
Bhajan karo harinamam madhuram, dhyan karo Bhagwan Sai Namam.
This series is an effort to revive and relish beautiful melodies that enthralled Bhagwan during the Prashanti Bhajan sessions in the yesteryears.
Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
It's time now to recreate and relive those olden golden tunes.
Narahari Rupa Namo Narayana.
Starting from November 3rd, 2016, every Thursday at 6:45 p.m. for 9 successive weeks, you get an opportunity to discover a Sai Bhajan and delight in its melody.
So dear listeners, as you just heard the announcement, we are going to start this new series. So you are going to listen to bhajans which you have not heard for a long, long, long time. And we will have this in the month of November and December, 9 successive Thursdays. From this birthday month till New Year, we are going to learn very beautiful melodies in Vintage Sai Bhajans Classroom. So before we get on with today's Bhajan Classroom, here is our quiz results. So we asked for bhajans where we adore the Lord as the ruler of the three worlds, the controller of the universe, the master of the universe. And we begin with Sister Lalita, who has given us a very, very exhaustive collection of 50 bhajans. And she has put it in 4 categories. The first, the category, is the bhajans where we reflect on the Lord as the absolute controller of the universe, as the Akhilandanatha, as the Akhila Jagat Ke Data, Vishwa Vidhata, Vishwa Palana, Vishwa Rupa. And in this category, she has put the bhajans Akhila Jagat Ke Data Sai, Akhila Loka Rakshaka, Ananda Sagara, He Vishwapala Gopala, Jai Jai Sai Namo, Jai Shubhadhai Namo. In this we have Abhaya Pradata, Vishwa Vidhata, Mahadeva Maheshwara Sai Narayana. In this you have Karunakara Akhileshwara, Ramakrishna Vasudeva Narayana Harihari. Here you have Vishwarupa Vasudeva Narayana Harihari, Sai Baba Sakala Bhuvanike Data, Sarvadharma Priya Deva. Here you have Vishwarupa Tumaho, Sri Venkatesha Saishwara. Here you have Akhilandanatha Anandarupa. So 9 bhajans in this first category where we adore the Lord as the absolute controller of the universe, and in the second category where we praise Him as the conqueror of all the three worlds, as Triloka Natha, as Tribhuvana Palaka. Here you have Dina Dayala, Tribhuvana Pala, Giridhari He Nandalal. In this bhajan comes the line Yashoda Ke Bala, Tribhuvana Pala, Hari 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 Satya Sai, Satya Narayana Sai. I am not familiar with this, but you have the line Tribhuvana Palaka Narayana Sai in this bhajan. Hari Om Ananda Narayana, yes, you have Triloka Palana Narayana in this bhajan. Karuna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu, in this you have Tribhuvana Sanchari Jyoti Swarupa, Satya Sai Smaranam Smaranam Parthi Sai Smaranam. So here you have Tribhuvana Palaka Sai Mahesha. And in the third category, where we adore the Lord as the master of the universe, so again a long list of bhajans. Araja Suno Mene Paramakrupalu, you have Sakala Charachara Tumaho Sai, Bholanath Hare Jagadisha, Brahmanda Nayaka Baba, self-explanatory, Daya Sagara Karunakara. Here you have Jagadishwara Saishwara, Dina Bandhavashi Sai Deva. So here you have Dehi Prabho Jagadishwara, Danyo Ishwaramma, Sakalacharachara Ke Bhagavan, Gurudevaya Namo Namo. Here you have Jagadishwaraya Namo Namo, He Shama Sundara, He Sai Sundara, Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama, ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಹೇ ಶಿವಶಂಭು ಜಗತ್ಪಾಲನ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಜಯ ಹೋ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಜಯ ಪರಮೇಶ ರಘುಕುಲ ಭೂಷಣ ರಾಜೀವ ನಯನ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಜಗದಾಭಿರಾಮ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ ರಕ್ಷ ರಕ್ಷ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರ ಶಿರಡಿ ಕೆ ಸಾಯಿ ಪರ್ತಿಕೆ ಬಾಬಾ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಈಶ್ವರಮ್ಮ ನಂದನ ಜಗತ್ ಪರಿಪಾಲ ಸುಂದರ ವದನ ಸರಸಿ ಜನಯನ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಜಗತ್ ಪರಿಪಾಲ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯ ಸೋ This is the third category, and in the fourth category, she has a lot of Devi bhajans, where we adore the mother as a Tribhuvana Palini, Akhilandeshwari, Jagadishwari. So you have Akhilandeshwari Ma, Anatha Rakshaki Ma, this is sung in Delhi, Akhilandeshwari, Rajarajeshwari, Amba Parameshwari, Akhilandeshwari, Amba Shankari Parameshwari, here you have Sarveshwari, Jagadishwari, Deena Janavani Varadayini, here you have Saishwari, Amba Jagadishwari, Hey Vishwa Janani, Sri Sai Janani, Jagadishwari, ಜಯ ಮಾತಾ ಭವಾನಿ ಜಯ ಸಂತೋಷಿ ಮಾ ಜಯ ಸೇ ಸಾಯಿಮಾ ತ್ರಿಲೋಕಪಾಲಿನಿ ಮಾ ಕಂಸಿಯರ್ ಮಂಗಲಕಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಸೈಮಾ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಪಾಲಿನಿ ಜಯ ಸೈಮಾ ಮಾತಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಿ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಜನನಿ ಮಾತಾ ಮಾತಾ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಾತಾ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಜನನಿ ಮಾ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಪಾಲಿನಿ ಸಾಯಿಮಾ ಸಾಂಬ ವಿನೋದಿನಿ ಶಿವ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಂಕರಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಖಿಲಾಂಡೇಶ್ವರಿ ಸತ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಮಾ ಸಾಯಿಶ್ವರಿ ಎಂಬ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ ತ್ರಿಲೋಕಪಾಲಿನಿ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ So, 50 bhajans from Sister Lalita, doing a comprehensive analysis of how the Lord is adored as the ruler of the three worlds, as the ruler of the cosmos and ruler of the creation. And then you have Sister Mridula Murthy, who has given us the bhajans, Ramakrishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari, Hari Om Ananda Narayana, Satya Sai Smaranam, Jai Jai Sai Namo, Trilokapalini Jagadishwari, Jai Jai Sai Ram. J.J. Sairam, I don't know what sister referred to, because here you have Prema Swarupa, Prema Pradata. Then she's referred to Bhaja Bhajo Ram. Here you have Jagatodhara Sai Bhagavan, Sarvadharma Priya Deva, Kaliyuga Avatara Sai Bhagavan, Govinda Hare, Gopal Hare. And Sister Mridula Murthy, we are very sorry that last time we forgot to mention your contribution to the quiz. You had mentioned five bhajans where the word vibhuti comes, vibhuti sundara sainath, hara 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 sambh shiva, vibhuti sundara sainath, and jai jai shankari jai parameshwari daya karo bhagavan shankara. In all these bhajans you have the mention of the Lord as a vibhuti sundara, as the one who is so beautiful with the vibhuti, adorned with vibhuti. Thank you so much for contributing to this quiz in both these weeks. Then we have Basant Pandey from Nepal, who has given us Mangala Karani Jai Saima, Rama Kaho, Krishna Kaho, Daya Sagara, Karunakara, Mata Maheshwari Trivuvana Janani, Aao Sai Narayana Darshana Dijo. This is a bhajan not sung so often in Prashantilam, I have not heard it here. Ishwaramma Nandana Jagata Vidhata, Shirdi Ke Sai Pratike Baba, Satya Sarupini Ma, Sai Prima Sarupini Ma, Prima Sarupini Janani Ma, Jai 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 Hai. Hey Shri Gurunatha, this again I am not familiar. You have a long list again from Brother Sai Krishna, Brahmandanayaka Baba, Viniti Suno, Mata Maheshwari, He Vishwa Janani, He Vishwa Pala Gopala, Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Nandalala, Sai Baba Sakal Bhuvanikitata, Jagat Palana, Jagan Mohana, Sundara Vadana Sarasi Janayana, Shiva Maheshwara, Mata Mata, Sai Mata, Triloka Palini Jagadishwari, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Raghuram, Hari Om Ananda Narayana, Jagat Pate Hari Sai Gopala, Amba Mandahasa Vadani, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Giridhari Lahin, ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಹೇ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಜನನಿ ಮಾ ಶಿರಡಿಕೆ ಸಾಯಿ ಪರ್ತಿಕೆ ಬಾಬಾ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ ಹೇ ಗಣನಾಯತ ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ ಹೇ ಗಣನಾಥ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಹರೇ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ನಮೋ ಸತ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣಿ ಮಾ ವಿಘ್ನೇಶ್ವರ ವಿನಾಯಕ 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 ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟಿವ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನಾ ಸಾಯಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಿಂಗಾಪುರ್ ಸಾಯಿಬಾಬಾ ಸಕಲ ಭುವನಿಕೆ ದಾತ ಅಖಿಲ ಜಗತ್ಕೆ ದಾತ ಸಾಯಿ ಭುವನ ಬಾಂಧವ ಸಾಯಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದಯಾಸಾಗರ ಕರುಣಾಕರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ನಾಯಕ ಬಾಬಾ ತ್ರಿಲೋಕ ಪಾಲಿನಿ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ ಗುರುಹರ ಗುರುಹರಿ ಗುರು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಪ್ರಭು ಸಾಯಿ ದೇವ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಧನ್ಯೋ ಈಶ್ವರಾಮ ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ದಿನಾನಾಥ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಶಿವಮಹೇಶ್ವರ 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 ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾವತಾರಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯುಗಾವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಹರಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಹೇ ಗೌರಿನಾಥ ಕಾಲಾತೀತಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವಾಧಾರಿ ಶಿವಾವತಾರಿ ಅನ್ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್ ಸುಂದರಂ ಭಜನ್ ಬಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಆಫನ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತ ನಿಲಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂಬ ಪ್ರಿಯತನಯ ಯುಗ ಯುಗಕ್ಕೆ ಅವತಾರ ತುಮಿ ಹೋ ಯುಗಕ್ಕೆ ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಜಗತೋದ್ಧಾರಣ ಪರ್ತಿವಿಹರಣ ಸತ್ಯಧರ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದೇವ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ದೇವ ಜಗಮೇ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಮಯಂ ಸುಂದರ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಮುರಾರಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜಗತ್ಪಾಲನ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಭಜನ್ ದೇವ ದೇವೋತ್ತಮ ವಿನತಿ ಸುನೋ ಸುಂದರ ವದನ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಗಜವದನ ಗಣನಾಥ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಹೇ ಗುಣ ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಮೇ ತುಮೆ ತುಮ ಯುಗಾವತಾರಿ ಅಂಬ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಿ ಅಖಿಲಾಂಡೇಶ್ವರಿ ಸೊ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ದ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಿಲವರ್ಡ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಾತಾ ಆಸ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಾ ಆಸ್ ದ ಮದರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಜಗಜ್ಜನನಿ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ರವಿ ರಂಗನಾಥನ್ ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ದಿ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಹೇ ಕಮಲ ವದನ ಸಾಯಿ ರಂಗ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಪಾಲ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ವಿನತಿ ಸುನೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ ಸಾಯಿಶ್ವರ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಖಿಲಾಂಡನಾಥ ಆನಂದ ರೂಪ ಗುರುಹರ ಗುರುಹರಿ ಗುರು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗತಿತಂ ಅಖಿಲಂ ತವ ರೂಪಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸನಾತನ ಹೇ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ರವಿ ರಂಗನಾಥನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟಲಿ ಚಾನ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸಸ್ಟೈನರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಹೂ ವೈಪ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಸಾರೋಸ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಪರ್ವೇಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗುಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಚುಸ್ I'm sure it must have been a very beautiful experience for all those who participated in this quiz because it gives us such a beautiful chance to think about everything that we are singing. And from next week, as I told you, we are going to have special bhajan tutor sessions, vintage bhajan tutor sessions. And for this reason, for the next 9 weeks, we thought we will take a break, enjoy this old golden melodies and maybe come back with a different version of the bhajan quiz. We have had this format for quite some time now. Maybe we should think of something else. If you have any other ideas, please feel free to share. You can as always write to listener@radiosai.org. So we'll take a break and enjoy the olden beautiful melodies. Learn them, share them, relish them. So here's time to begin with our bhajan classroom. We have a very beautiful bhajan for this week also. So let's get into it with a prayer.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every nerve of our being vibrates only to secure your love, so that every ounce of energy finds to be of use in your service. Let every sound that emanate from our lips arise only to sing your glory. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a beautiful bhajan. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
He parti purisha prashanti vasa sai murari.
So we will learn this melody now, and like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan. And then we will hear Brother Ashwath Narayan, a former student of Bhagwan's University and currently a faculty member in Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning and a valued member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group, share his insights on this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
He Parti Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari Sai Murari Sai Murari Sai Murari Sai Murari हे परति पुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी हे ऋषिकेशा हृदय निवासा हृदय निवासा साई मुरारी
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale B pancham.
He Partipurisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari.
He Partipurisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari.
हे पर्तिपुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी
हे पर्तिपुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी
साई मुरारी साई मुरारी Sai Murari, Sai Murari.
Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari.
Sai Murari. Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari.
Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari.
हे पर्तिपुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी
हे पर्तिपुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी
हे ऋषिकेशा हृदय निवासा हृदय निवासा
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 साई मुरारी साई मुरारी साई मुरारी साई मुरारी
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 हे पर्तिपुरीशा प्रशांति वासा Sai Murari.
So that's the lovely bhajan, and you heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. No doubt it is a very beautiful composition, and for those of us who are keen students of music, you would love to know the raga and the technical structure of this bhajan. And Brother Anirudh is here with us to help us in this endeavor. So Anirudh, tell us, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This beautiful bhajan is composed in the rag Kiravani, which is a very, very beautiful raga and one of my very favorite ragas. And in Keeravani, you have all the seven notes. Sa Re Shuddh Re Ga Komal Ga Ma Pa Da Komal Da Ni Shuddh Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re Re Sa Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Da Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Pa Ga Ma Re Ni Re Sa.
Can you think of any other bhajan in this raga?
Yeah, in Keeravani you have so many bhajans like
Mata Mata Sai Mata Jagat Mata Sai Vishwa Mata Jay Kailash Pate Shiva Shankar Pariteshwari.
And the list goes on.
Amazing.
Whereas this bhajan is uniquely composed in a way that after two lines, you know, you go to the, it's like a from minor to the total major shift. Again, come back to the minor.
Hridaya nivasa, hridaya nivasa.
So there, the raga changes to, maybe you can call it Gauri Manohari in the Carnatic classical music, or we call it Patudeep. There the dha becomes Shuddha dha.
Sari gama pada
Shuddha dha.
Ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Whereas Keeravani is
Sari gama pada Ni sa ni da pa.
Only one dha is changed in this. Patdip, dha is shuddha, that's all.
So that's how these two ragas, you know, stay close to each other with just one note apart. But the dimension is so far, you know, when you actually explore this raga.
Yes.
And sing these two ragas, that shuddha dha and the komal dha. And it makes a lot of difference. Especially when you compose a bhajan based on something like, we call it Raga Malika in the Carnatic classical music. That is like a composition which has one or more ragas.
Yes.
Many ragas in it. So, in that, the shift from major to minor, or the Komal Ga to Shuddha Ga, or Shuddha Ga to Komal Ga.
He Rishikesha Sarima Sari ga ga
So all these expressions are very much there in many ragas. Actually, I can go on like Kapi and other ragas where both the gas are there, and we can, maybe some other session we can explore on the transition of the major to minor and the shift from komal to shuddha notes.
And that is what adds so much of beauty to this.
Yeah, it really adds a lot of beauty, because you know, when you cry out in pain, these technicalities really reflect your mood. And it helps you to get connected with that prayer.
Yes.
So we can go and analyze the, you know, the technical aspect, but finally the end result is that you get connected, and you know.
Yes. What carries the bhajan is not the technicality,
exactly.
It's the bhava.
Exactly. So these notes and this shuddh komal notes help in that bhava aspect.
Yes.
As to when you compose a bhajan or sing. Vishwa, I'm getting reminded of a beautiful bhajan, a similar bhajan, to give an example for like the shift from the Keeravani or a minor to a major.
Mandir mein मंदिर में आओ माधवा.
As I was singing this bhajan, there is yet another bhajan.
Vigneshwara Vinayaka Vishwadhara Namostute 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 Vishwadhara Namostute.
So these are the typical examples where it's based on Kirwani, but kind of shifts to some kind of a major notes and then comes back again to the minor mode.
Wonderful. So let's do the swaras of this bhajan. Let's explore the shift through the swaras.
Yeah, so let's take the first line.
He parti purisha prashanti vasa sai murari Sani sa gari sa sa ni sa ni da pa ma pa da sa ni sa sa.
Sani sa gari sa sa ni sa ni da pa ma pa da sa ni sa sa.
Sai murari, sai murari, sai murari. Sai Murari Pada Pariri Nisa Sani Sari Maga Rigari Sani Risani Dapama Pada Sani Sasa
Pada Pariri Ni sa sa ni sa re ma ga re ga re sa ni re sa ni da pa ma pa da sa ni sa sa.
He Rishikesha hridaya nivasa hridaya nivasa. Ga ga gari sa sari gari gari sa sa gari sa ni ni sa da ni sa sa.
Ga ga gari sa sari gari gari sa sa gari sa ni ni sa da ni sa sa.
And the last line is same as the second line, so the swaras follow the same.
Beautiful. So tell us about the beat of this bhajan also, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He Parti Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari.
Purisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari.
Sai Murari. Sai Murari. Sai Murari. Sai Murari.
Sai Murari. Sai Murari. Sai Murari. Sai Murari.
So thank you, Anand, for accompanying on the tabla. So that gives us a very good idea on the beat. And thank you, Anirudh, for the swaras and everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we are now done with all the technicalities of the bhajan, the raga and the beat, and it's time to dwell on the bhava. And to help us in this endeavor, we have Brother Ashwath Narayan, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, someone who had plenty of opportunities to sing in the divine presence of Bhagwan for more than a decade. Sai Ram, Brother Ashwath, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram.
Brother, you are someone who had this beautiful opportunity of being there at Rishikesh on September 9th, 10th and 11th for the inauguration of the Sri Sathya Sai Ghat, the historic occasion when you had a riverfront in Rishikesh dedicated to Bhagwan, and it was a heavenly moment from what we saw in the videos and the pictures, but you were physically present there. So please share that moment, because this bhajan, E Partipuri Sa Prashanti Vasa, has that semblance of taking us to those lofty heights. You have the name of Rishikesh mentioned, you have the name of the Lord of the loftier heights. And I thought, through your experience, let's journey through this bhajan to the bliss of Bhagwan. So please share your moments of being with Bhagwan in Rishikesh. And maybe you should start with the alap that you sang there. It was so heavenly.
It was a very beautiful bhajan. We have heard this bhajan from the times of Raja Reddy times. Mm. Means we have heard the audio clippings. And Jyotsna Reddy,
yes,
she used to sing
the
this
legends
bhajan.
Of the earlier era.
We have some footages,
yes.
Old videos of Swami.
Yes.
With the background, this bhajan will be going on.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
Correct.
It's amazing to see Swami gliding through.
Mm.
While in the background, we hear this bhajan. So automatically we get connected, we feel a lot of bliss.
Mm.
Hey Rishikesha, Hridaya Nivasa, Hridaya Nivasa, Sai Murari. Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. He Partipuri Sa Prashanti Vasa, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. He Rishikesha, Hridaya Nivasa, Hridaya Nivasa. He Rishikesha, Hridaya Nivasa, Hridaya Nivasa, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari.
Beautiful. So brother, how was it when you had the opportunity to sing this on the banks of Mother Ganga?
It was a wonderful experience. Some experiences we cannot tell in words. Words fail. But it's a beautiful moment. As soon as we landed in Rishikesh, when we saw the beautiful mountains, we almost all forgot ourselves. And we had a strenuous travel. As soon as we saw Ganga flowing, it just nullified or neutralized whatever stress we are going through or whatever tiredness, everything went off. Such serene and such beautiful, so majestic was Ganga. And on the backing we have the hills, majestic hills. They say Uttarakhand is like the lungs of India.
Yes.
Because everywhere, wherever you touch upon, wherever your eyes touch upon, everywhere it is green. Green, green.
Who says there is deforestation?
Beautiful place. And I am going for the first time to this place, Rishikesh. So I have not gone to Kedarnath, Badrinath. These places I have not touched upon. Rishikesh, this is my first trip. This was an opportunity for me to see the place and relish the place. Those 3-4 days we have forgot everything. And we really lived in the contemplation of nature. That's amazing. We forget everything.
A beautiful confluence of nature in its pristine form, and you have such a sublime event where a riverfront is being dedicated to Bhagwan, and you had the chance to actually sing the glory of Bhagwan at a place where Swami had physically visited.
Exactly, exactly.
And if you think about this bhajan, you know, as you were describing your experience there, the only word that comes to me is sublimity. You know, you feel so sublime. You feel so uplifted, isn't it? Beautiful. Just being there.
Yeah, just being there, really.
And when I think about this bhajan, if you take the etymology of Rishikesha, they say that originally the place was called Rishikesha. And Rishika means senses, mm-hmm. and Isha means the Lord. So Rishikesha means the one who is the Lord of the senses. And when I think about it, it is the place where it helps you to transcend your senses. Isn't it? The Lord who is the master of our senses. When you reach a place like that, it helps you to actually connect to the Lord. And you can connect to the Lord only when you go beyond the senses.
Yeah,
exactly. It is such an elevating bhajan. And when I think about what Rishikesh is and the opportunity that, you know, some of you had, I could only relate that, you know, just like on a geographical plane, the Rishikesh takes it onto a higher altitude. This bhajan also takes us to a higher altitude. So what are your thoughts when you sing this bhajan? Can I ask you, Ashwat, what is uppermost in your mind whenever you get an opportunity to offer a bhajan to Bhagwan?
This is a very tricky question. when you sing a bhajan, when you offer a bhajan, before offering the bhajan, we pray to Swami. Swami, please sing through all of us. So that's the prayer which I mentally do. And when you're singing the bhajan, as you have told in previous bhajan tutors, like, concentrate on the meaning. So there are many means by which we can really get into the bhajan. So one of them is contemplating on the meaning of the bhajan. That is being done wonderfully by bhajan tutor team led by you and Anirudh. Amazing job. Like, it's really enlightening sessions. Every word you are taking and then explaining the word by word meaning, what is the backing story behind. So that is one way by which we can really contemplate while singing. Another feeling what we can have while singing the bhajan is like, we have lots of like bad qualities and other things. So we request, you pray to God and sincerely so that we get rid of these qualities. So that could be one of the feeling. And another feeling could be, please, like Swami always says that Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. So please, really you feel, pray to Swami while singing the bhajan. That could be one more thing. And some people will be very good in visualizing.
Yes.
So like for some people, like when they close their eyes, immediately Swami's form is imprinted in the mind. But if for some, it takes time. I mean, it takes time. So it depends from individual to individual. So if people who are well-versed in visualizing Swami, so they can wonderfully visualize Swami while singing the bhajan. Otherwise, they can think of some leelas or some story, some inspiring miracle or some touching story, how Bhagavan has touched the life of some devotee. We would have read in various books. So that story you can think while, we can contemplate upon that story while singing the bhajan, so that it does not become mere mechanical rendition of bhajan. In these ways, like, we can, to some extent, we can make an attempt to sing a bhajan with some feeling.
Yes.
Okay. We cannot say 100% devotion is gauged by Bhagwan.
Yes.
But at least we can make an attempt.
Yes.
That we are singing some attempt to sing a bhajan with feeling. Some feeling.
Yes.
You may
yes.
call that as devotion or feeling.
Yes.
That Bhagwan only judges and he
yes.
can only go gauge.
Absolutely.
So these are some
wonderful
of the things.
Actually, you know, when you mentioned about we can think about diminishing our evil qualities. I was just reminded of this word Murari in this bhajan. You know, the Lord is called as Murari because he killed the demon Mura. And Mura signifies our evil tendencies. You know, all the demons signify our evil tendencies. And if you look at the word Puttaparthi also, Bhagavan has very beautifully played with the word and said it is put apart the eye. So I think whenever we sing Puttaparthi Purisha, if we can always think that, Swami, please help me to overcome my ego. Whenever we sing the word Murari, if we contemplate on Bhagwan, Swami, please help me to get over my evil tendencies. And I think this bhajan goads us towards that, isn't it?
Really, really. Really, only thing is you should constantly pray that. It's very easy to say to yes. get rid of ego and other qualities, but really we should pray and then endeavor in that direction.
Yes. And brother, you also talked about visualization. Can I ask you, at times when you are part with the bhajan group and you're sitting in the Sai Kulwant Hall, and when you visualize, which are those one or two scenes of Bhagwan which always play in your mind, which always just fill your mind?
Actually, for me, I am not so good in for visualization. Like, there are some people who instantly they get the form.
But you have had
but
real
we recollect the moments.
Yes.
One more point is like we can relive that moments.
Exactly. So what are those moments that you love to relive?
There are so many moments, it depends what comes to my mind at that point of time. But there are many moments Swami giving that opportunities of proximity. Those moments to name a few, when the November 22nd, 2010, which I always cherish, Bhagwan gave both of us, myself and Srinivas, the chance to sing. That day was very special. We never planned anything that day in the schedule because we wanted Bhagwan to go to Azure and take rest and come afresh for next day birthday program. But Swami had different plans. So Swami told us, wear the dress. And then when we were wearing the dress, we were deciding what Kriti to sing. we never expected. Swami is full of uncertainty.
Hmm.
And one of our brothers, Saidat, he ran to music college to get Vrithagam. So Swami waited for nearly somewhere around 20 minutes and he got the Vrithagam. At that time, the security is so tight.
Yes.
You have to really jump, literally you have to jump over the wall. Then got the Vrithagam, and then that is one of the very, very touching moments. Bhagwan, out of his compassion and love, he gave that chance. At his beck and call, there are so many singers,
yes.
so many wonderful musicians
yes.
waiting to sing, waiting to, yearning to sing, pining to sing. But Bhagwan chose, that is only, he only knows.
Yes.
He gave us that opportunity. So that I really cherish, those some moments. These are some of the wonderful moments.
Mm.
The one such moment which comes to my mind. And also that darshan time, how Swami used to come, all those. Then how Swami takes the letters. All those moments
You visualize the darshan. That's a very elevating experience. And I think most of the blessings of Bhagwan come very unexpected, isn't it?
Very, really true, really true.
And that makes it more memorable.
Very memorable. That's what Bhagwan, that is something only with Bhagwan is that uncertainty.
Yeah.
That now really we miss actually. Even he was there, that always it was suspense and uncertainty.
Yes. And with that uncertainty came a lot of ecstasy.
Yes, really, really.
Today it's so blissful when we relive those moments. But I think Bhagwan has given a moment to each one of us.
Yes.
And I think each one of us can relate to some moment or the other in our lives with Bhagwan. And even now Bhagwan is creating those moments for us. I think even now you have students who have had such phenomenal experiences just sitting in the Sai Kulwant Hall.
Yeah.
So I think those moments continue. It's a question of we tuning in to him.
Really, really.
How strong is our connection to him? And I feel bhajans like these are such beautiful ways to connect with him, tune in to him, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
And I think if we use this medium, we will experience that bliss again, isn't it? Don't you at some times sitting in the bhajan hall feel so blissful just sitting there and singing?
Yeah, really.
We feel so connected.
Bhajan is, that Swami's famous discourse clipping is in Rama. You can tell in so many myriad ways.
Yes.
In one way, you sing musically. Then
yes.
that adds to the beauty and attracts the listeners' hearts. So Swami has given that discourse.
Yes. Finally, Ashwad, what is that one direction that Swami gave you when it came to singing, when it comes to singing or bhajan singing, is there any particular direction or guidance that Swami gave you and which you hold very close to your heart and which has sort of become a guiding principle for you?
Always, like I remember one statement of Swami, Swami telling in bhajan all, whatever song, whatever bhajan you sing, three components should be there, bhava, raga, tala. This heard directly from Swami. So any bhajan, whatever language, any song, then bhava, raga, tala should be there. That is most important. So we should make efforts to see that we have all the three to the utmost extent effort we should put in. So that every bhajan or song, like we practice and then it becomes kind of part and parcel. So that automatically that feeling comes. First, like we should practice in such a way that it should enter into our bloodstream. We should not make effort to, when you sing a bhajan, you should not be tensed. What is the next line and how the tune will be? It should spontaneously come.
Yes.
You should spontaneously come.
That homework you should have done.
That homework we should do. The effort of like the feeling can be brought in. First, if you're not confident of the bhajan, lyrics and the tune, if it is, then unless the tension part is there, then
there's no devotion. Difficult.
No emotion. First we should practice, internalize the bhajan. Feeling comes, and that is like we get wonderful opportunities there in Prati. Every day bhajans are there, and we'll try our level best to sing the bhajans. And
I think that is, though it sounds very simple, and it sounds cliched, raga bhava tala, but I think that is what makes a bhajan complete. And it takes a lot of homework to actually sing a bhajan with the proper raga and tala to start with. And bhava is something which each person knows. Yes, and the Lord knows. Wonderful. Thank you very much, brother, for coming for this program.
Thank you very much. We'd love to hear you.
And it would be nice if you can come again and share so many of those beautiful moments that you have had with Bhagwan. But I think because through you, so many of us relive those moments. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Sai Ram.
Thank you. Sai Ram.
That was Brother Ashwath Narayan, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group and alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and currently a faculty member in the Prashantinam campus of Bhagwan's University, who continues to sing and continues to inspire so many students who join Bhagwan's schools and colleges to learn to offer their music to Bhagwan. And with that, we come to the last part of this bhajan classroom. You'll now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
हे परति पुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी हे परति पुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी साई मुरारी साई मुरारी Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. He Parti Purisha Prashanti Vasa, Sai Murari. Hey, hey, hey. ऋषिकेश हृदय निवास हृदय निवास साई मुरारी Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. Ye karti purusha prashanti vasa, Sai Murari. Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. Hey Rishikesha, Hridaya Nivasa, Hridaya Nivasa. Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari, Sai Murari. पुरीशा प्रशांति वासा साई मुरारी
With this, it's time to end this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil, Abhishek and Dhananjay. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this program at His lotus feet.
जय गोविंदा जय गोपाला राधा वल्लभ रास विलोला
Isn't that a beautiful melody? Do you want to learn this Sai Bhajan? Tune into the Asia stream every Thursday at 6:45 PM starting from November 3rd 2016. Radio Sai offers you a new series, The Vintage Sai Bhajans Classroom.
So dear listeners, it's time to now move on to the next segment. We are not having the Bhajan quiz for 9 weeks. After that, we will restart it with in a new format. For the 9 weeks, as you just heard, we are going to have Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom. It's time now to move on to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. And I will be back after Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam for a fresh episode of Utsaha, the Youth Hour on Radio Sai. Over to Prem and Harishankar.